Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is Rahlatu Sidq wa Tasdiq, a journey of truth and an affirmation of truthfulness. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah, to whom abundant praise is due to for His great blessings. And glory be to Him, for He is the one who revealed to His Prophet, Subhanalladhi Asra. A glory be to Him, who took His servant on a night journey. And He is the one who ascended him to the highest of heavens, where he beheld Min Ayati Rabbihi al-Kubara, some of the greatest signs of His Lord. And we bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the Most High and Exalted. And we bear witness that our Master Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is His last and final messenger and the most virtuous of all of His prophets. O Allah, send Your peace and blessings and mercy upon him, upon his family, his companions, and all of those who follow him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I enjoin you, O servants of Allah and myself, to have taqwa of Allah. For He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and be with those who are truthful. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, as we approach the momentous occasion, an occasion that is profound in its meanings and carries within it several lessons and speaks to us of lofty values, we should behold that the event of the journey of the Isra wal Mi'raj was a journey of truth and of truthfulness, and was in turn a way of affirming the value of that attribute. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has immortalized its mention in Surah An-Najm, in which our Lord swears upon the truthfulness of His Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى وَمَا يَنطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. By the star when it sets, your companion has not strayed, nor has he erred, and nor does he speak out of his own desire and accord. Rather, it is nothing but a revelation revealed unto him. In other words, brothers and sisters, this Quranic verse is testifying that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't speak and utter anything from his own desires and will. Hasha, far from that, far be it. Rather, he only speaks what he was commanded to say, delivering his message in full to the people without any addition or omission. As the Quran says, مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَآ. The heart did not lie about what it saw. And so this journey of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a journey of truth and truthfulness, in the manner in which speech cannot ultimately convey. And it was a journey in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was as-sadiq, the truthful one. And he was the one who then informed us about this journey. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he first informed the people about the Isra, the night journey, he said, لَمَّا كَانَ لَيْلَ أُسْرِعَ بِهِ. When it was the night in which I was taken on this journey, night journey, وَسْبَحْتُ بِمَكَّةَ, and I found myself in Mecca in the morning. Then he said, I was alarmed by my situation. وعرفت أن الناس مكذبي, that the people will disbelieve me and call me a liar. And so it came to pass that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam conveyed this matter of the journey, then this was a test. Would people attest to the truthfulness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even though he was known by everyone, even prior to revelation, as being As-Sadiq al-Amin, the truthful one, and the one who is trustworthy? But there were people who failed this test, and they uttered inappropriate things about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even though if they were to inquire within themselves, they would know that he was someone who was the most noble of status and most exalted of character. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself bore witness to his truthfulness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا, and who is more truthful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in statement? And Allah tells us, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't speak of his own desire and accord. Then this was a test of the belief and the surrender and the sidq and the sincerity of those who trusted in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why the Quran says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu istajibu lillahi walir rasul idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. O you who have believed, respond to Allah and to the Messenger when he calls you to that which gives you life. And so, brothers and sisters, here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he speaks to that which gives life to the soul. And he, alayhi salat wa salam, is the one who is truthful. And he swore to the truthfulness of whatever he would say when he said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ مَا خَرَجَ مِنِّي إِلَّا حَقٍ, by the one in whose hand is my soul, nothing comes from me except the truth. And so he was the one who taught us what truthfulness is. He was the one who taught us what truthfulness is. And us testifying to his truthfulness is a condition of sincerely loving and believing in him. And that's why when we see that this test came, then this was the one, this was the test that delineated the ranks of those who believe. And one of the ways we can be delineated in our loving of the Prophet ﷺ is by the degree to which we ourselves are truthful and trustworthy. The Prophet ﷺ said, فَإِنْ أَحْبَبْتُ أَنْ يُحِبُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, then if you want that Allah and His Messenger would love you, then fulfill your trust when you have been entrusted, and be truthful when you speak. وَاسْتُقُوا إِذَا حَدَّثْتُمْ. And so, brothers and sisters, the truthful one is the one about whom those who saw him, as they would see the Prophet ﷺ, they would say, لَمَّا رَأَيْتُ وَجْهَهُ عَرَفْتُ أَنَّ وَجْهَهُ لَيْسَ بِوَجْهِ كَذَّابٍ. When I saw his face, I knew that his face was not the face of one who lies, a liar. And this is why when the people who disbelieved rushed to Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, and they felt that the nature of this claim was something that would cause him to disbelieve too, so they said, what do you have to say? He claims to have taken this journey on one night. This is a journey that for us would take much longer. And the Prophet and Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq had only one question. He said, did he really say that? And when they affirmed and said yes, then he said something that has been echoed throughout the generations of how we should be with regards to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, if he said that, then he has spoken the truth. I believe him and affirm his truthfulness in matters even more extraordinary than that. I believe him and affirm his truthfulness regarding the divine revelation from the heavens, which comes to him in the morning and the evening. And this is just a sound intellect, brothers and sisters. This is just the use of a heart that knows things as they really are. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one, as we say, he affirmed the truthfulness of his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he said, وَالَّذِي جَاءَ بِالصِّدْقِ وَصَدَّقَ بِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said, and he who brought the truth and he who affirmed it, those are the righteousness. Those are those of righteousness. And this is an affirmation of the likes of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. This is an affirmation of whomsoever believes in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so this was the way of the Sahaba. This was the way of the companions, that they affirmed the truth of whatever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conveyed. Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, whenever he used to narrate a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would say, حَدَّثَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam وَهُوَ الصَّادِقُ الْمَصْدُقُ. That the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us this, and he is the one who is truthful, and he is the one whose truth is affirmed. And so brothers and sisters, we too, once we come to know that something has been authentically reported from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is necessary for us to have belief in it, to have a certainty of faith in it, for us to honor it, for us to revere it, for us to love his words, to love his example, to understand it, to act upon it, and to embody it to the best of our level. And this is the level by which we are following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For the loving of the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a key part of our love for him alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is necessary in terms of our affirming his truthfulness and affirming the truthfulness of his message. So one of the key lessons we can take from the Isra wal Mi'raj is this element of truth and truthfulness. And we should understand that the one who is Sadiq al-Masduq, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Inna Sidqa Tu'manina. He said, indeed, truthfulness is tranquility of heart, this tranquility, this pure soul. So we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this tranquility of heart, that He not make us from those who are giving to lies, given to betraying of trust, and that He makes us from those that, because of their truthfulness and adherence to truthfulness, that He makes us from those about whom He says, أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for them forgiveness and a great reward. I say these words and I seek forgiveness from Allah. So seek His forgiveness, for He's the most forgiving and He's the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'at al-Quran, Abu Dhabi.